Now, we've got live music in the studio today. We do a lunchtime social debate. Sometimes it's a debate, sometimes it's just a lunchtime social. We thought we'd have a bit of a social, but unfortunately without the alcohol. Because normally when you think of live band, you think in a pub having a bit of a drink as well. But I can assure you that the only stuff that we're drinking is water. We haven't tested it, but we think it's water. We've got portable high in. So good afternoon, chaps. How are we?
Yeah.
Now, just introduce yourselves. Let's get lead singer in just a little bit closer to the microphone. We've told him what he's got to do is when he's singing, he's got to move back because he's got a really really big voice. But when you're talking to us, just move yourself a little bit closer. Just introduce the rest of the band and of course yourself.
Well, I'm George. The guitarist is Dan. This is Johnny, the bassist.
Now, your mum has been in touch with me and said I've got to give you a really easy time because your mum, she was a few years older than me at school.
Yeah.
And I used to go to school with your dad.
Yeah.
And they've already said, you know, go easy on you because you're a little bit nervous.
Yeah,
you don't strike me as nervous.
Oh, I'm terrified.
All right, okay, so should we do the first song?
Yes, do it.
Can we start that again? Marcus, wrong cafe, say something.
Hang on, you're not supposed to be nervous.
All right, here we go.
The feelings I have inside my head, you'll be with me, girl, until I'm dead now, won't you? Lay your heart down next to mine, and we will stand the test of time now, won't you? Won't you be, say you stay with me, please stay. If I leave, will you come after me? I'm asking you, won't you? And if you see me crying, would you wipe my tears away? And if you see me smiling, will you laugh along with me? Won't you? Won't you? I'm breathing heavy and my body aches. Say you'll be with me when I wake now, won't you? If I leave, will you come after me? Asking you, won't you? The feelings I have inside my head, you'll be with me, girl, until I'm dead now, won't you? Lay your heart down next to mine, and we will stand the test. Say you stay with me, please stay, won't you? If I leave, will you come after me? Asking you, won't you? you be forever here with me. They say, won't you? Won't you?
Wow.
Sorry about the mess.
Wow. You're what ours are yours. If in doubt, blame us. Hey, what a singer. Where did that voice come from?
Hello.
Just move yourself a little bit closer to that microphone when you're talking. When you sing, you've got the biggest voice going, and when you talk, you've got the little voice. Yeah. Well, we call him Little Voice. Little Voice. So that's a new song. How long have you, because I've been told that you're new to this. You're relatively new.
Yeah, been how long?
4 months.
4 months. I think I've been three,
about
4 months.
4 months. So, yeah. So come on, what happened? You know, when you get the call to say, do you want to come along and sing, and you think, oh, really?
Well, what happened was I was sung at my cousin's wedding.
I said, take that bottle off him. He's like shaking maracas there.
Yeah, I was at my cousin's wedding. And I sung at his wedding, and someone that was at the wedding's mum, Mandy, said that I should be the singer for this band. So then Mandy then got hold of me for Dan, and then me and Dan just sort of sat down and just listened to the songs, learned the songs, played the songs.
Brilliant. How incredible was that? Really, really cool as well. But
yeah, we played for quite a while, and we weren't really looking for a singer until Mandy said, listen to this guy, and we were just...
Yeah. Okay, look Beardy, he looks like someone that has ZZ Top, doesn't he? Just get yourself a little bit closer to that microphone. You said, I'd be able to hear you, you've got a little voice.
Well, I'm so sorry.
Hey, that's better.
Stanley whispering. Say Stanley.
Go on, what did you just say before then?
Well, so Dan and I, we'd taken a bit of a back seat on the music. We hadn't done anything for quite a while. Okay, and Mandy said about George here, and as soon as we heard him,
brilliant.
Couldn't say no.
Because you came in to us three years ago?
Yeah.
When we were at West Street, and you did a live set then. You've not done it. So was I. So you've not done much since then.
No.
Okay. So it's a complete sort of is it a step in a different direction for you?
In the right direction this time, I think.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
Well, we've got a George.
Got a George. All right. Okay. So we've got another song to do. What are we going to do? Bits and pieces. Is this that old one that done in the '60s? Bits and pieces. No. So who wrote this song and how did it come about?
It's a long time ago, July 2011.
Right.
This was written. Basically, it's about a friend coming round in tears because they've had trouble with their partner, and you've told them before that, it says it in the church. George will tell you.
I know
it goes when he sings it.
When he sings it. Do we need our handkerchiefs, George? Is it a sad song?
Yeah.
If you can see the system here, he's got such a big voice. We're going to have to open the door, and he's going to have to go down the corridor to get the voice all in.
Yes.
Okay, then over to you guys.
Another knock upon my door. I've told you once, I won't tell you again, no more. Again, your heart's broken and bruised. You've lost your way, your mind is so confused. But I won't say I told you so. No, I won't brag about. I knew we'll take away your soul and leave you in bits and pieces. Leave you in bits and pieces. Another text upon my phone. It says he wants you in, you must come home. But countless time and times before, go back to him, you only get some more. left your soul to you lonely denied. He'll click his fingers, then you'll go, leave you in bits and pieces. Leave you in bits and pieces. Another knock upon my once, I won't tell you again no more. Countless time and time before. Don't fight to him, you'll only get some more. But I won't say I told you so. No, I won't brag about it. I knew it would take away your soul, leave you in bits and pieces. But I won't say I told you so. No, I won't brag about it. And you will take away your soul, leave you in bits and pieces. Leave you in bits and pieces. Another text upon my once you hear, you must come home. But countless time and times before, go back to him, you only get some more. I'm sick and tired of a told you so. To you lonely denied. You flick his fingers, then you'll go, leave you in bits and pieces. Bits and pieces. Leave you on bits and pieces.
Hey. Like it. Like it. There's that big voice again. Now, how many times have you actually played live together?
Once now.
This is it. This is the first time. That's brave.
Always practice something.
I don't know whether it's brave or daft, but you know.
Both, I think.
How wonderful is that? I mean, you've done it before, so it's not too much of a massive
still
problem.
Still got those nerves, though, mate.
Have you?
I did when I walked for those doors. It's been a long time, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but you know, you're among friends.
Yeah.
You know, thing would have started for poor old George. He's never done this before. Just step up to that microphone a little bit more, George. So you've never actually done anything live like this before?
Not
played in a pub.
I played in pubs. I did Band on the Run last week.
Yeah.
Last week. Yeah. With another band. But I played loads of gigs, but I've never done any like live radio broadcast or anything.
Do you notice how he felt awkward then when he said another band? you don't want to mention the other band then?
No, I've been told not to.
Okay. All right. All right, so you've been with the band for 4 months.
Yeah.
And how many songs have you learned with them? How many songs?
10,
just,
11.
Yeah, we've just been concentrating on the Panfest to do that. So
okay.
After that, then
you're
it's
playing at Panfest.
Yeah.
When are you playing Pan? When's Panfest?
It's on Saturday, on Downside 18th. Field. Was it the 18th?
18th.
The 18th. Yeah.
It's really bizarre because that would have been a place where your mum used to go to school.
Well, my mum is...
And your auntie
helped,
as well.
Yeah, my mum's helped, like, and my dad has helped organise Panfest.
Best so. Place for breakfast, mate, I tell you.
Yeah, Fiverr.
Yeah?
Full
yeah.
English, big.
Yeah. I think I've seen one of those breakfasts, yeah.
Really?
I didn't need anything for the rest of the week.
No.
Yeah, really good.
All right, okay. So, in your array of songs, you've got a couple of covers you're going to do as well.
Yeah,
but
you
you don't have to. I don't want to mess up your set. knowing full well this is the first time you've done anything live for a while, I don't want to mess it up.
I've done a couple of originals. Do a cover.
Okay.
Yeah. Show them what you've
got. Up to you.
Stop and stare. You ready?
Yeah.
Stop and stare. All right, then. I like the way he's got the lyrics in front of him as well, which is great.
I do know the lyrics, but I really don't want to mess up.
No, absolutely. It's your first time, but I say you're not messing anything up so far. All right, so is this... you'll be doing this at Panfest?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So Stop Us There by One Republic.
Okay, are you all ready, guys?
You ready?
This town is colder now, I think it's sick of it. It's time to make a move, I'm shaking off the noise. I've got my heart set in. I'm staring down myself, counting all the years. Steady hands just take the wheel. Every glance is killing me. Time to make one last appeal for the life I lead. Stop and stare. I think I'm moving, but I go.
So, have you got any plans to do any live gigs other than Panfest? Are you going to put a little, you know, something together, maybe?
Yeah. Got a few pending. Just yet.
So, how does it change when you do, you know, do a live set? It's three of you and Josh is here playing the drums. You know, he could do the drums for you. So, how will it change? You bring in other people to do other things, or is it just relatively going to be a threesome?
Just a three-piece, mate.
Okay.
But for recordings, big venues, you know, O2 arenas and that, we need you then.
Yeah. So, have you got plans for new material? You're working on an album for something that, you know, people can purchase?
We've got a few songs that we've never done in the past.
Right.
And George just, well, you'll hear one in a minute.
Okay.
Gigged a couple of times and that.
So what about when you go to record them? Where do you? Because there's lots of places on the island now. I'm guessing where you record. But where would you record?
Where would we? It's obviously Skinny Mammoth. We go.
You go to Skinny Mammoth.
Yeah. Where are you? We don't know where
Skinny
they are.
Skinny Mammoth has always treated us really well. It's been brilliant.
obviously, you know, they've got a lot of, you know, history behind them, and they're very good at what they do. And obviously, when we were at West Street, they were right up above us. But
exactly,
obviously, when they closed the building down, they had to move out, and nobody really knows where they went.
See,
yeah. But you know.
No.
No, you don't.
Well,
right,
if I did,
okay.
I'm not saying.
Let us know.
All I know is the guy with the dreadlocks is actually, he had it all shaved off for charity,
didn't he?
Good on him. And he had the most wicked dreadlocks there. So I don't know whether he's, you know, going to grow it long or whatever.
Right.
But,
it's my birthday coming up, so if someone wants to offer us a studio for a few hours.
23?
5, mate, 25.
does going into a studio and recording a track and then hearing yourself play, you know, play it back, does that worry you, faze you at all?
It does a little bit, because obviously a voice is really personal. A voice is a really personal thing. So, like, if I was to sing and, like, it could sound good to anyone else, but to me it would just be a bit like, I could have done that better, like, a lot better. But I've done it all before, like, loads of recording and stuff before, and it's, like, not that nerve-wracking when you listen back to yourself. It's pretty good.
It's not. No. It's not that nerve-wracking.
No.
Look at you. Done a 27-minute set. Nah, that's all right. It's good that you're not nowhere near as nervous as you were when you walked in, because when you walked in, I thought, crikey.
That's Johnny's turning up now.
Are you going to be okay? So what are you going to do next for us?
You want to sing, mate? Hole in the ground if you want.
Yeah, hole in the ground?
Yes, yeah, so this will get your tissues out.
Okay, alright. Have you got a message for your mum? And just in case she's listening, because she probably is.
Make me a cup of tea when I go home.
Like that, make me a cup of tea when you get home.
Not even a please. Hello, mum.
Hello, mum.
As my mum and dad's wedding anniversary day, can I just say congratulations to them?
Yeah, of course you can. Go on.
I just said it, didn't I?
Congratulations,
mum and dad. Happy anniversary.
How many years and who are they?
Oh, well, it's my mum's Audrey Green, my dad's John Green.
You're going to be in trouble, Johnny.
It's quite a long time.
Hundreds of years.
Not quite that long. Well, right, I'm really 20 now as well myself, yeah. So yeah.
All right, okay.
Thank you.
Oh, what, we're going for it?
Yeah, yeah.
Holding the ground.
Yeah, that pregnant pause means you're on.
There's a hole in the a black granite gravestone that's cold to the touch, and with words on the bottom saying miss very much. In my hole in the ground, my hole in the ground. No, you don't understand. No, you don't understand. No, they don't understand. They just say that and take your medication, boy, that'll see you through to your hole in the ground. My hole in the ground. Ooh, hello. There's a hole in the ground where my name stands out proud. On a black granite gravestone that's cold to the touch, and with words on the bottom saying this very much. In my hole in the ground, my hole in the ground. Ooh, without me.
Wow. Again, great voice. Your mum's just texted. She's just said, you know, make your own tea. And she's listening to Radio 2. All right. So how did that song come about?
Well, there's more cheerful moments in life.
Yeah, more cheerful moments in life.
Okay. Something like that. Have you had any cheerful moments?
Yeah, one right now.
Should we give... I don't know whether Mandy is your manager or... You know, she came in a couple of weeks ago and got
she's
you guys...
She's my lovely partner lady.
And she is lovely.
Personal assistant.
She looks like Debbie Harry. Yeah. Don't you think?
Amanda Redmond.
Yeah, that as well, yeah. Yeah, no, I can see that.
I've got a hi to Julie and Mike in Cyprus. Listening now.
Okay.
Lucky sods.
Yeah, a bit nice and warm over there.
Yeah, and there's sat in their pool, they are.
Yeah.
We're sat in here with our feet in buckets of water.
Yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with some more songs, and you know, so we'll chat some more, and we'll find out what else you're up to.
Cool.
And then we'll find out about you know, Amanda Redmond. You say
Amanda Redmond.
Amanda Redmond. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Studio Live.
She celebrated a birthday this week. Maybe you could do an impromptu happy birthday?
You could do happy birthday. No, it wasn't a birthday. Birthday was the other day.
The other day? Well, yeah,
but it was
this week, wasn't it? Earlier this week?
I'm joking. Yeah.
She was only 25, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, thought so. So you don't want to do it then? It was her birthday, wasn't it? It was her on Facebook. What are you saying? Go on, do an impromptu happy birthday. Can you do that or not? Look at George's face. Look at his face. Oh, but that's not in your book of lyrics, is it? All right, there is a lady in the green room there that was doing a la 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 earlier on. Maybe we should get her in to do it.
There's a few
back
there.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more in a moment.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Packaging your product has never been easier. With our new high-quality digital printing, we can print one box to as many as you need, enabling you to test market a new product quickly and at low cost. Branded cake boxes, personalised cupcake boxes for wedding favours, header cards and blister backs, craft and retail product boxes, food cartons, labels. Sustainable packaging from a printer who cares about the environment. Talk to Crossprint Media and we can design bespoke solutions for your new venture. Call 524885 or email us on printmedia@crossprint.co.uk.
Lifeline Alarms and Security Services, providing security and alarm services for the leisure industry, domestic and residential, and more, providing access control emergency systems, key holding, installation, monitoring intruder alarms, and much, much more. Check them out at www.lifeline-security.co.uk. Put your mind at rest. Call Lifeline Alarms and Security Services on 01983 521 621. That's 01983 521 621. Lifeline. They put you first.
White Fibre, the island's fastest broadband. But don't just take our word for it. Here's James Pickett from Arriton.
Setting up costs was reasonable. The people who came to do it came when they said they would and did what they said they'd do. It's fast and it's a revelation to someone who's had spent 10 years down a one megabit BT line.
Get the island's fastest broadband free for 12 months. Call 240-240.
WhiteFibre.com.
24-month contract required. Fastest speeds available in all cabled areas.
Self-publishing your own book is much easier than you think it is. About your own life, a local historical event, an interesting untold story about a relative, pure fantasy or fiction, or maybe an illustrated children's book. Talk to Cross Print Media for advice on self-publishing and how to get started. Call 52 4885 or email us on printmedia@crossprint.co.uk.
Check out the Riverside Centre Carpentry Shop next door to Vectis Radio. Skilled craftsmen have a small shop that's set up to donate to the Riverside charity. The shop contains nest boxes, tables, garden furniture, wooden horses. Practically anything wooden can be made to order. The skilled craftsmen are down to earth and really friendly. So don't be shy. Come and see them here at the Riverside Centre in Newport.
Value Rent-A-Car, based in Sandown on the Isle of Wight. It's a secure online car hire booking service. We provide a low-cost, fully inclusive professional car hire and minibus hire service. We have cars available for rental from under £21 a day if booked and paid for in advance. We take no payments online. Our vehicle rentals are based on a full 24-hour period. Collect at 11 a.m, return by 11 a.m. the next day. Go to www.value-rentacar.co.uk or phone 01983 401 333. That's 01983 401 333.
Where do you go for a wide range of animal feeds, accessories and lots more? Sandown Pet Store are the island's premier store for all your pets' needs. We are open 6 days a week on St John's Road, Sandown. Telephone 01983 407788 and speak to Paul or Wendy for a friendly and reliable service.
Isle of Wight Food Bank provides emergency food and support to local people in crisis. Your support helps stop local people going hungry. For more information, ring the office on 01983 292 040 or check out isleofwightfoodbank.org.uk/.
What the hell do you want?
Please, sir, I don't know how to put together a radio jingle, and I'm ever so interested in radio broadcasting.
Sit down, maggot, and watch what I do. Read this into the microphone.
This is the Vectis Radio Breakfast Show.
Now watch what happens when I put these effects on.
The time is just after 8, and this is the Vectis Radio Breakfast Show.
Well, Governor, no kidding. You can do all that just from the skills you learn on the 4P project.
That and so much more.
Wow, I can't believe this is a free course. I must be in heaven.
Heaven's not as good as this, kid. Now get out of my sight.
To find out more, email me, ian.mac@vectusradio.com, and you could be the next big noise in radio.
This is Vectis Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Vectis Radio IOW.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
So, welcome back. Part two. We've got Portable High live in the studio. We've got George the singer, who's really made his mark. We've heard nothing really from your mum. We don't even know whether she's listening. I'm sure she is. I've just sent her a message on Facebook, and she's not.
I don't think she's allowed to pound fair. She's not heard sing these songs yet.
Oh, how sad is that?
That's a big surprise.
How sad is that? She's not allowed to listen on mum.
And not till Saturday.
No, my mum. She's probably got it. She's like, on the sneaky on the sly.
George, just move closer when you're talking.
Sorry.
Right? I've told you that before. Don't keep getting it wrong, all right?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so just say for instance, if you were to do a live set, how long could you go on and play for? How many songs have you got in you? A couple of hours?
Yeah, we do like... probably two sets of what we normally do, about 10 to 12 songs.
Yeah.
Have a break.
Just get a little bit closer to that microphone. You hate all this, don't you? You just prefer to just blend
just
around
play.
In the background and just play, don't you?
Yeah. That's me.
That's you, yeah. No, see, I'm kind of like that as well. People don't believe that, but I'm kind of like that as well. But yeah, it doesn't work on radio when you're...
silent Arsenal supporter as well, mate.
Ah, right. Arsenal. Is there any rivalry in the band? I mean, are they football fans? Is George, but George is a Chelsea fan.
Liverpool.
I can't see even worse, isn't it?
What?
Move on.
Enough politics. Yeah.
You sure you want this kid in the band, being a Liverpool fan? What are you going to do for us next?
Do a cover, Take Me to Church, Hosier.
Okay, all right.
Hosier or Hosier?
Yeah, they do, won't it? He'll tell you he's young.
My lover's got humor. She used to giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them saying. My church offers no absolute. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but our love did command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church, I'll worship like the Lord. Yeah, the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that different story to God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church, I'll worship like the Lord. Yeah, the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that different story to God. Let me give you my life. If I'm a pagan, I'll take good. Something shiny, something meaty for the main course. That's a fine with deniers. What you got in the stable? We've a lot of stuff to pay for. That looks tasty, that looks plenty. This is hungry work. Take me to church, I'll worship like a gold. I'm trying to realize, I'll tell you my sins. And you can stop in your night. There is no sweeter innocence than our gentle sin. And in the madness down the soul of the sad earthly scene, only then I am human, only then I am clean. Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that different stuff to good God, let me give you my life. Tell me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife.
Wow. Now, I just want to ask, obviously, you two guys have been in the band for X amount of years, although you've been dormant for the last couple of years. Obviously, are you the guys that predominantly write the songs, or does George get involved now as well?
George is getting involved now.
All right.
Yeah, he is. It's like having a... Me and Johnny, you like your bacon sandwich, and then a little fried eggs come along.
Yeah,
it tastes so much better.
That's what I'm
reading
about.
I know. At least you know what I meant. He's not a fried egg.
So, George, what influences? Who's influenced you?
What, musically or people?
Well, I don't mean sexually, do I?
Well, I don't know. I've always listened like to anything really. When it comes to music, I've listened to heavy music, then gone to hip hop and drum and bass, and then acoustic music. I listen to nearly anything.
Right.
I don't really have an influence. Just listen, take it all in.
So what are you working on at the moment?
This.
Getting through this.
Yeah.
This will be a milestone, will it?
Yeah.
Okay. How many sleepless nights have you had in the last couple of weeks, knowing full well you're going to come in here and play live? Has it kept you awake at night? Is it that bad?
Well, it didn't really strike me as nerve-wracking until this morning, and then I started feeling sick.
Right, okay.
But I've been alright though.
In some cases, that's a good thing, because if you were like super cool and they weren't bothered by it, that would be quite annoying, to be honest. But I mean, it's nice to know that you're a little bit nervous, because I think you need that nervous energy, that nervous edge.
Yeah.
So what are you working on? At the moment, musically.
We're working on the four songs. We've got one more to play, one more original for the EP, which hopefully will be August. We're recording that.
Okay. If you can track down Skinny Mammoth.
If you can track down Skinny Mammoth. Oh, my birthday present, don't forget.
Yeah.
My 21st. Someone might phone in and say, yeah.
So how will it be available?
It's Mandy's department.
Mandy would sort that out. Yeah. So it might be available to download. It might be available on CD.
It'll be available on CD, that I do know.
Okay. We like it. We come from the CD era, don't we? Yeah. And it's a lot easier. Yeah. Then I bet you're an iTunes man, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Tape to tape.
A lot easier, a lot quicker, wouldn't it? Aye?
Record it straight off the radio, yeah.
Trouble is that you've got some idiot on the radio that keeps talking over the songs, eh, don't you? So what are you going to do next for us?
The Visitor. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's called The Visitor, and this what we've never been gigged this song before.
Never been sung?
Never been performed.
So this is a first time
world's
ever?
First. This is world's first.
Well, all right, then.
Exclusive.
Get ready, then. First time ever.
It's about a spaceman, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I'm in the light. but his eyes are like sparkling pearls as he takes me away from my world. With a man from the line, from another world. With a man from the line, from another world. I'm glad he found me out my hand and see galaxies
George, how do you feel?
Exhausted.
Exhausted, that's all right, because we're kind of run out of time. We've probably got time for just one more if we're really quick and squeeze one in. Just to remind everybody, you're playing live at Panfest.
Yeah, Downside Field on the 18th of July.
Which is a couple of days' time, isn't
it? Yeah, it's Saturday. It's okay. It's free entry. Like, there's loads of stuff there. There's four bands. There's Bounce Castle, Face Painting. There's bubble football as well, like where you put a bubble on, you run and try and play football, but really you're just going to fall over.
Yeah,
someone might get a kick in that after a while. A few dodgy tackles going in. Now, we're running out of time. We're going to play one more song.
Well,
and
the guy up there sees we do one song in the set, so he's asked for it. I think it was him, wasn't it?
Well, happy birthday. You're not going to do that eventually, are you? So this is the final one then. Just talk us through the final song, George. They have told you. What I've noticed about you three guys is none of you look at each other.
I'm lost.
You're doing your thing, right, yeah. Exactly, and, you know, Beardy over there, I don't know what he's on, but he's in a different world to us anyway, isn't he? But he's away with the fairies over there as well. But you're all, none of you are looking at each other, which is great. So you must have this chemistry between you. It's you see some bands, they're looking at each other, what are you doing next, and how are you doing it, and, you know.
See, when I had to teach you the songs at the start, I still had me head hanging down.
Yeah. So come on, what are you going to play us out with?
I think
these boots are made for walking.
Portable high, thank you.
Thinking that you'll never get burned. just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows, you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Gonna walk all over you.